More now on the Sichuan quake. You may recall that after September 11th, people from all over the world traveled to Ground Zero in New York to pay their respects and take photos of the twisted wreckage. Well, something similar has happened in China since the earthquake. With the crowds comes this central question. Is earthquake tourism simply tasteless, or might it be the way forward for China's devastated Sichuan province? In the first of a three-part series, NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Sichuan.
I'm now at a most unlikely tourist destination. I'm standing on a platform looking down at the devastated town of Beichuan, where 15,000 people are known to have died in the earthquake. The town was sealed off by the government, its ruins left standing as a memorial. And now thousands of people come here every week to peer down at the ruins in the latest example of what's become a sort of earthquake tourism. I want a picture for a memento, says Mrs. Wen, who'd climbed over the railings to pose for a photo against a backdrop of desolation and heartbreak. I'm taking the pictures home to show my family. She's travelled 120 miles to come here on a company day trip with 300 colleagues. Some have lit incense sticks in a makeshift shrine. The local government hopes visitors like Mrs. Wen will stimulate the economy here. It's spending almost $3 billion on tourism to Beichuan, including building a national earthquake museum and quake relief training center here. It hopes tourism will account for 20% of the future GDP of the county, up from 8% before the earthquake. However, the ruined town will remain as it is, with corpses left untouched under the wreckage, as a memorial. For many, like this American teacher who's worked in Sichuan for 7 years, seeing the devastation wreaked by nature is a sobering, emotional experience.
All my students live in areas like this. I feel like I've come to pay my respects to my family, really, in a way.
Randy Simone feels ambivalent about the future plans for Beichuan.
As a Westerner, I would not like to think about that being my hometown. I don't know enough about the culture to understand their reasons for wanting to turn this into a park, but maybe this is the best way to honor them and respect them.
The hilly path up to the observation post is lined with stalls selling before and after pictures of Beichuan and DVDs shot after the earthquake. Some have even set up televisions showing the footage, shots of themselves or people like themselves, covered in blood, weeping, cradling the bodies of dead family members. They may be selling their grief, but they are, above all, finding ways to survive.
The disaster is already in the past. People now have to stand up and face their lives.
26-year-old Bai Shang was from Beichuan and lost his house in the earthquake. He's a natural showman whose easy patter about the destroyed city gathers a crowd. He gestures to a photo of a bench, a couple of chairs and a plastic basin, labelled "all that was left from my house." Then he admits it was actually his friend's house. He welcomes the tourists, saying at least he can earn a couple of dollars a day.
Before, I was working in a factory making toys for export to the U.S., but the global financial crisis made our company go bankrupt and sent its 2,000 workers home. It's not easy to find work now, so we've come back here to try to cover our living expenses.
Amid the hubbub, one old man stands silent, his head craned over the platform. Wang Guangxi is looking down at his house, his restaurant, and the place where his 46-year-old son died. He says he feels comfort among the hundreds of strangers here.
Every day I come to take a look. I feel pain in my heart because I lost my son here. It's a good thing people come to show their condolences to those who passed away.
Further down the hillside, Mike Liu and his wife pick their way across the mud to peer through an 8-foot-high fence. They're pointing at the pile of concrete rubble on the other side, which is all that remains of Beichuan High School. 1,000 students died here. Some bodies are still buried under the rubble. Mike Liu is in the travel industry. He calls himself a disaster victim, too. But his wife's designer handbag and his fur-lined cardigan mark him out as obviously wealthy. Beichuan's prospects are very bright, he says, and getting better all the time. His attitude is a model of Sichuanese pragmatism. The earthquake was a catastrophe, he says, but it will be good for the tourist industry. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beichuan County, China.
You're listening to All Things Considered.